First up, though, we have another day, another dollar. Yeah, another day and another Tory moving on, quitting and defecting and going to UKIP. The latest is a man called Richard Barnes. He's the Boris Johnson, the London mayor's former right-hand man at City Hall, a former deputy mayor of London for 4 years. And he has announced today that he has ditched his Tory membership to join UKIP. I'm delighted to say that Richard Barnes joins us now on the line. Richard, thank you for joining us. How long has it taken you to come to this decision?
How long? Oh, I've agonised over it for the last 18 months. And can I say, I've not defected. I've joined another party. I haven't been a member of the Conservatives for best part of a year. And I'm not an elected representative either on the London Assembly, local council, whatever. I've joined another party because I think they can help us with local issues more than the Conservatives are doing at the moment.
You're quoted in the London Evening Standard today as saying that neither the Tories, Labour nor the Lib Dems speak the language of normal people. Does UKIP?
It seems to echo with them more. That there are two major issues for us out here in West London. High-speed train, HS2, and expansion of Heathrow. Where I live, high-speed HS2 will devastate this village. It will devastate West London. Expansion of Heathrow will have a similar type effect. The only party which is clearly against both of them is UKIP. And I've tried and tried and tried for years now to fight against HS2. The Conservative Party is just not listening. And you can go all the way up the line with opposition to it. They're just not listening. So you get a platform, you've got to go somewhere else. And that is UKIP.
Now, you are an openly gay man, and there have been lots of claims that UKIP is homophobic. There was one UKIP councillor, of course, who blamed floods across Britain last year on the government's decision to legalise same-sex marriage. Do you think you'll find a welcome at UKIP?
I have been welcome so far. You know, I know how the press have been presenting them, but one of the worst discussions I ever had over same-sex marriage or equal marriage was at a Tory AGM where a gentleman who'd been divorced 4 times preached to me about the sanctity of marriage.
But bearing in mind, Nigel Farage, the UKIP leader, doesn't believe in same-sex marriage.
Well, you know, that's a view that people can have. I will certainly stand my corner. And if UKIP needs to grow up over a number of policies, I will certainly argue that as well. But what I have found is you can sit and talk to Nigel Farage and he will listen.
What do you think of Boris Johnson's remarks that he made to Tory delegates at the Tory conference in Birmingham at a speech last night? He was joking about EU Commission wanting to ban vacuum cleaners for being too powerful. And he said, I've read that there are some people, probably the type who are thinking of defecting to UKIP, who present themselves at A&E with barely credible injuries sustained through vacuum cleaner abuse. He's your old boss, making some rather strange remarks about UKIP defectors like yourself. What do you make of that?
He does make strange remarks, doesn't he? And I'm sure he was there for entertainment value last night and to rally the troops. I'm sure they all giggled, some with embarrassment.
Richard Barnes, thank you for joining us, former Deputy Mayor of London.